Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean here again. Boy, folks, I'm telling you what. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, we follow the Christ here, just for the record. Okay, if you're a first-time listener, now you understand. If you want resolve, that's who you go to. If you want to keep going on with your bad self and daring the justice of God, keep going on. Keep doing what you're doing because you're making the way paved to hell wide and broad in such a fashion. Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Not wide and broad. That's the way that leads to hell. Straight and narrow, Matthew 7, is the way that leads to heaven. Okay? How is it, my question for you today is, how is it that Americans are at peace with the world that's at war with God? How is it that Americans are at peace with the world that's at war with God? I can't answer that question, only you can. We hear from the modern-day professors in America, Philippians 4:7. This is what you hear constantly, and they take it out of context. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding, which it does, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. If you go to Matthew 10:34, we can see that Jesus said, "Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword." Truth divides. Okay? And if you go over to John 16:33, it says, "And these things I have spoken unto you," 86% of you that profess to be Christians, "these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." In me you might have peace. "But in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world." And if you go to the faith that he has bestowed upon us in 1 John 5:2, you'll see the same thing there. The faith that he's bestowed upon us overcomes this world. And if we go to 1 John, it tells us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We have a different perspective. Why? Colossians 3:1 tells us, "Because our affections are set on him where Christ sitteth at the right hand of the Father." Okay? I'm just begging the question to everybody listening to me today. How is it that Americans, 86% that profess to be Christians, how is it that you're at peace with the world that's at war with God, especially if you're real Christians? There's no such thing, is there? That's why we have the armor, the whole armor of God found in Ephesians 6:12. And the list goes on, and the list goes on, and the list goes on. So just hold on to that thought, because I'm going to come back around to it before the end of the show today. What I want to do is I want to hit some of the topics and showing you the things that the American people are putting up with and some in which the American people are not putting up with. And notice the people that aren't putting up with the war that's being made against God and our foundations, our Christian heritage in this country. It's interesting that they understand the warfare in which I am now highlighting. They have peace in God, in Christ, but they're at a warfare, in a warfare in this world, because they're warring against that which offends God. And offend, by the way, Webster's 1828 means anything that offends God's Ten Commandments, his moral law. So let's put this into perspective. What I want to do is I want to get over to this real quick, because we just heard during the break again, the CDC sticking their ugly head up, playing what? They're playing the law unto themselves. They have no lawful authority to be telling anybody what they should be doing, because they are not a legislative branch of the government, nor are they elected representatives. But we just heard during the break, friends, that the CDC says you can go ahead and loosen the mask mandates. Okay, CDC loosens outdoor mask guidance for fully vaccinated people. You can also divide in a wicked sense. And isn't it interesting, the same people that are using the mainstream media to divide through black, white, Asian, Mexican, Chinese, whatever the case is, those that are trying to divide the American people? Well, it's interesting to note, if you pay attention to what the CDC is doing, it's exactly what the CDC is doing as well. They're trying to pit brother against brother. The vaccinated against the unvaccinated. And again, I'm just here to remind you that they have no authority in doing so. And who's their spokesperson? Well, one of them just happens to be Anthony Fauci, who has almost no credibility whatsoever. And I say almost because there's still people in this country that are still taking heed to the guy that doesn't know how to tell you the truth. Okay? So what I want to do is I want to go over to this really quick. Fauci's declining credibility. This is opened up to the states. It's a short video audio, and I want you to check it out. You can go ahead and go for it, Judah.
What's happening is his credibility is falling apart, and if you want to trace it back to one particular thing, I would say it's Texas. If you recall back when Governor Abbott in March, when he said that he was opening the state up 100%, he was getting rid of the state mask mandate, Fauci said this is risky business. This is potentially dangerous. Let's look at this next clip. And here is his usual mantra, now is not the time. Well, and as we know, of course, even the president of the U.S. called it Neanderthal thinking. But what happened in Texas? A funny thing happened in Texas when it opened up. A funny thing happened, which is that the daily cases and the daily deaths continued to decline. And let's look at, this is the most recent
listen carefully
barometer that measures the daily deaths in Texas. Let's put this one. This is from yesterday. The latest, absolute latest numbers are from the 25th, which is yesterday. And you'll see that tiny
dot
on the right. 16 people died in the entire state of Texas yesterday from or with COVID-19.
So we're told.
Those deaths are tragedies, and we're not making light of them any way, shape, or form. However, when you look at that chart, and actually just put it up for another second again, think about what he said. Now is not the time. Don't do this. This is risky. If you look at the curve in Texas at this point, it has continued to decline. And I think this hurt him a lot. And I think when he was asked a couple of weeks ago, surprisingly, for once the media did its job, when he was asked a couple of weeks ago, what's going on? Texas is declining. They're declining by 90-some percent in cases and deaths. Florida is not exploding. Other places, they asked him, why is it that the increases, this new wave of cases, is happening in lockdown states and in free states, we're seeing a decline?
Yeah.
And he had a blank look on his face. We talked about it on this very program. I'm not sure.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. That was the end of that portion. But again, notice what they're doing. They're playing up to the people that are resisting and defying their tyrannical orders. Okay? They're saying, oh, they're getting healthy over there. They're just going upon line upon line, precept upon precept. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called MyKind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out online, please do. It's sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you look at the page over there, friends, you can clearly see everything that you need to know about us is right there in front of your face. There's a store. Please consider supporting the ministry, because without you, we cannot stay out here. You can see the social media platforms on the right, and they can see that we're being suppressed once again. It's interesting. We're on Rumble, and because we're rebuilding, because we've been torn down by YouTube, and we have about 2,000 new subscribers over the last month and a half. And what's interesting to note is we have, 50 to 100,000 viewers every day on Rumble, but we have 744,000 friends over on Facebook. And it's interesting, one article reaches about 84 people. That's how much we're being censored and suppressed. Why? Because they do not want you to have the information, once again, that we're sharing with you to expose them for the criminals that they are, friends. That's exactly what's happening here. Check out John 7:7 when you get a moment, and again, you will understand. So you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can find the social media platforms right there on the right side. Go ahead and click onto them. Join us on social media platforms. Or if you'd like to go over to beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page over there as well. Okay? And when you go over there, friends, just click onto that social media platform. And again, join us on social media platforms. I want to show you this because it's important for you to see it. When you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, that's the things that we've done. We're showing you the fruit in our basket. Again, it has all the outlets and the links that you'll need. Show you where we have been, what we have done. It has referrals from, everybody from their parakeet, their hamsters, to their dogs, literally. Not that we need records or letters of commendation, but the fact of the matter is it's always best to hear from other people as to what they think about us than it coming from us. Now, what I want to show you is when you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you go to the middle of the page, because we have resources. People say, well, we need to equip the saints. Well, friends, go to the front page of sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsofliberty.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's right there. You can't miss it. But what I want to show you here is when you also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, we have resources on Rumble. We have resources on Brighteon. We have resources, educational videos, addressing every issue that you can imagine practically today in America. And we're not showing you just the problems, but we're giving you the answers if you so choose to do them. And we're doing this by leading the way. Again, friends, we're doing this by leading the way, and I think that's the best way, is through example to teach anybody anything, and that's just the fact of the matter. But when you go over to Rumble, friends, you will find just a plethora of videos, educational videos, page after page after page after page of videos over there. What you'll also find over there, friends, is our media platforms and, again, our educational videos. And what I'm trying to do is there's BitChute, and then we got Brighteon. We used to have, matter of fact, we have a page over on YouTube as well, but we're trying to just wean everything away from that because it's just a matter of time before they give us another strike for some unwarranted reason to go ahead and strike our page the way that they have several times, friends. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go over to Rumble right now, and it's our educational page. We just did a brand new video. Yesterday it was posted, okay, and it's called Political Theater. And I'm just going to give you an example of this. The audio is great for you listeners in 143 cities, as well as into 53 countries that we're broadcasting abroad into as well. But I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to put a little salt on your tongue to lead you back over to our educational videos over at BitChute, over at YouTube, over at that of Rumble and Brighteon. And this one is just, it's one of my favorite. It's called Political Theater. They don't even believe in their own propaganda. Why don't you go ahead and roll that, Judah, and I want you to check this out, friends. This is great stuff.
Here we have it. Political Theater, the hoax, exposed again and again and again and again. Over and over again, politicians are being caught on hot mics calling it political theater and keeping up the illusion of social distancing, only to be caught without masks that they are unconstitutionally mandating others to wear.
No. So, Wendy, I'm going to take my mask off when I
sneeze. I will as well. I'm waiting so that we can do a little political theater.
She says political theater. Laughing at you, Americans. And we have the signer for Gretchen Whitmer said the illusion of 6 feet.
Folks, here's the bottom line. They know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. So let's get started. Did you see this hypocrisy? The D.C. mayor exempts lawmakers while mandating new mask orders for the people that she is to serve. Then next up, we have the Jezebelian governor, Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan, who told businesses that if customers do not comply with her unlawful orders, that they should not allow them to buy or sell. Then we have Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti looking out for your best interests when he said either comply or else. We will shut off your water and your electricity. What of the New Mexico governor? Well, she wants to show you her mercy and compassion in closing down grocery stores. Yes, you heard me right, grocery stores. And yes, of course, in all this, the people are being tested and gauged to see how far that they can go. As they say, friends, they will always do with whatever you let them get away with, and I'm here to tell you that they are. I ask again, where is it that these said representatives are getting their delegated authority from, if not from we the people? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem publicly declared that she does not have the authority to lock down the state, also taking note that our religious freedoms were completely under attack. And as the virus rages and manufactured death tolls and virus statistics continue to skyrocket, say they, we then have Austin Mayer in early November as health officials warned of an impending COVID-19 spike. Austin Mayer Stephen Adler hosted an outdoor wedding and reception with 20 guests for his daughter at a trendy hotel near downtown. The next morning, Adler and seven other wedding attendees boarded a private jet bound for Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, where they vacationed for a week at a family timeshare. One night into the trip, Adler addressed Austin residents in a Facebook video. We need to stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax. We are going to be looking really closely. We may have to close things down if we are not careful.
And then we need to, you know, stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax.
And in spite of all these living out the truth of the matter and their hypocrisies and lying to the people, you have the Louisiana governor getting caught in his own deceptions while golfing and gathering with his friends. You know the rest of the story, friends. No mask, no social distancing. Then while they are being exposed like a bunch of good little devils that they are, in turn, they play the victims. Even going so far as to call them that call them out for who and what it is that they are. You know them that took their lessons from the likes of a Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's minister of propaganda, who said, accuse others of what you are guilty of. Well, you may say, that's a little extreme, Bradley. Yeah, I agree. But listen to Californian Mayor Rex Paris when he said, not wearing a mask in public is an act of domestic terrorism. Again, friends, pay attention as to who they are accusing of being terrorists. By the way, friends, terrorists, Oxford English Dictionary, government by intimidation, just for the record, defined, it's the original definition of terrorism, just so you know. And of course, we have then CNN's own useful idiot Chris Cuomo smoking a cigar at a Long Island restaurant with friends and, of course, without a mask. This coming shortly thereafter, where Cuomo was calling it a propaganda move by the said president during that time for removing his mask at the People's White House. Now, in conclusion, this short video is really an expose. Not just of the criminals that are in fact working for special interest groups, but also an expose on the hypocrisies and the accomplices of them that put up with their crimes. And that would be the American people, because I think it's important for people to understand that it's one thing to sit there and magnify the problems that need to be dealt with, but when they sit down on their morals and they do nothing but complain about what they tolerate, they have to also come into understanding as to why their country is being judged. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. What I want to do next, friends, I got a hard break coming up on me next, real quick here. I want to bring you over to, and changing the topic just a little bit, I want to show you what took place concerning the Department of Health over in India. The department head was actually encouraging other people to take the vaccinations. And what's interesting, friends, within 24 hours after he took his vaccination that he was encouraging others to take, well, let's just put it this way. He's not here to tell you how things are anymore. He's gone. He died within 24 hours after taking his vaccination. Folks, these people are expendable. And all of you good people that are saying you're doing your job, well, you're violating constitutional law in this country, and first and foremost, God's moral law. You're not just doing your job. You need to understand that you are expendable. They don't care about you. They're just using you. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering stunning progress in the fight against the coronavirus in the past 3 months. Speaking at the White House, Biden also saying, based on CDC recommendations, fully vaccinated people can go without a mask outside under certain conditions.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask. I want to be absolutely clear. If you're in a crowd, like a stadium or at a conference or a concert.
The Fed Reserve's policymaking panel is getting a two-day meeting rolling on Tuesday. The Federal Open Market Committee is expected to keep the central bank's key lending rate at about zero and push more dollars into the financial system by purchasing bonds. You're listening to USA Radio News. Swing state Democratic senators are continuing to throw cold water on the move to pack the Supreme Court with four additional justices. Arizona Republican Senator Mark Kelly saying the more responsible thing to do is to keep nine justices. Echoing those comments as well, Democratic Senator from Nevada, Catherine Cortez Mastro. The field is set for the 147th Kentucky Derby.
14 essential quality, Brad Cox, Louis Saez.
The undefeated champion, Essential Quality, is the morning line 2-1 favorite in Saturday's race. Drawing the unpopular number one post on the rail is trainer Todd Pletcher's horse, Known Agenda.
Well, it certainly wasn't the one we were hoping for, but, you know, I've often said sometimes you get bad trips from good posts and good trips from bad posts. So I think hopefully with the new starting gate, you know, that'll make a little bit of a difference. But, you know, no question about it, it's not what we wanted.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just wanted to highlight some things here because what we're talking about today is just this. How is it that Americans are at peace with the world that's at war with God, especially when 86% of them call themselves Christians? That's not our history in any sense of the word. If you look at our forefathers, yes, three-quarters of the documentation is our forefathers highlighting the crimes of a king, but a king that they would not tolerate. As a matter of fact, the history of our forefathers 244 years later is that we have the longest-standing constitution in modern history. Only the Lord could do that through his chosen vessels. And here we are today. So what are we doing with that gift of freedom, right? They responded. They judged the corrupt. Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9. Because the very character of God is that. Judgment and righteousness and long-suffering. Read Jeremiah 9:24. Also read Psalm 107 when you get a moment as well. What I want to do next is you're not going to understand a word that this guy says, and I'm not saying that to be demeaning. I'm just saying for the truth of the matter, you can go ahead and play that audio of this public health ambassador in India. You can go ahead and turn that up just so you can understand that you're not going to understand a thing he has to say. But his tweet was just was taking place on April 4th. And now we're getting the news that he's no longer with us. As a matter of fact, India's public health ambassador he died a day after promoting and taking COVID-19. The COVID vaccine. Okay. Again, India's public health ambassador dies day after promoting and taking COVID vaccine. Okay. He's not here anymore, but yet he didn't understand that if you're going to sit there and promote the works of the devil uses all man. that are willing to submit to him and do business with him. But we need to understand about Satan's characters. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. By the grace of God, I am not one of those. Ephesians 2:8, right? We're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, and it's the mercy of God that preserves us. But how many times have these people been told as to whom it is, how dangerous they are, to whom it is that they work for? When you sell, listen, let me say it this way. This is the best way to say it. When someone asks you to lie, to steal, or to kill on their behalf, if they ask you to lie, to steal, to kill on their behalf, do you think for one moment that they're not going to turn on you and do the same exact thing? I'm just curious. You know, it's like in parallel, in part, but the same meaning. It's like when people come to me and they talk about other people, I don't give ear to it. I say, do you do what the word tells you to do? Did you go to your brother? Did you tell him what the problem was? Or are you going about it in a wrong way and circumventing the very person that you should be speaking to about the issue that you're trying to gossip about with me? Because it's not my business. It's between you, it's between you two. Now the point, well, what's the point, Bradley? Well, friends, you got to pay attention to how this whole game rolls out. You really have to. And what do I mean by that? Well, the fact of the matter, friends, is we have all these people, and we just had our friend Pulowski from Canada on yesterday with us, that had all these police officers coming up saying they were doing their job, acting like the Gestapo, when in fact they weren't doing their job. They were tearing down the Constitution. It's the same. People need to understand. It's like in war. I'm not confusing this. I'm really bringing this out line upon line. In war, politicians lie to the people. They tell you we need to go to war. The American people don't take the time to understand that they're behind closed doors working for the military-industrial complex to overthrow other countries that will not submit to the New World Order. And they sell you off for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22, verse 48. And the bottom line is, friends, you have to understand that if you're working for people like that, sooner or later they're going to come after you and do the same thing when you're not needed anymore. I was talking to a pastor this morning in a certain part of our state, and he said these subversive organizations don't understand. Like, for example, the Muslims think that they're going to have their way in America. Communists think that they're going to have their way in America. The homosexuals think that they're going to have their way in America. The Zionists think that they're going to have their way in America. The Masons think that they're going to have their way in America. The Skull and Bones think that they're going to have their way in America. The CIA thinks that they're in total... Folks, here's the bottom line. No, they're not. They're all being used by God to judge a disobedient people. And all those people that think that they're going to get one over on another group of people don't understand that they're on the same ship that's going to sink. That's my point. Okay? Guys like this India's public health ambassador, he knows the truth of the matter, especially now that he's met his judge, Revelations 21, verse 8. He knew that he was selling his people down the river. He knew that these vaccines were poison. And by the way, if you think that is far-fetched here, I do want to tell you, friends, that over in, someone just posted this to me this morning, and I think it is advantageous for you to hear this information. Australian government documents, vaccine is a poison distributed by UN Chief of Biological Weapons. Just sent to me this morning. Just so you know, I'm never just throwing things out there, suggesting something that's not true. It's never gossip from this microphone. But again, let me go back and make the point. These guys, all the while, know what they're doing. They say they're doing their job until it gets to them. Then they're no longer here to work on the behest or the behalf of those that are selling out the majority of the people. Now, well, he knows the truth of the matter now. His name was Vivica Actor. That was his name, okay? Do forgive me if my language, my dialect is off today. But the fact of the matter is that one's a tough one to cover, friends. Going over to the next point, line upon line, precept upon precept. 44-year-old pastor dead after Moderna shot, COVID shot,
wanted other pastors and African Americans to follow her example, to take the shot. 44-year-old pastor dead, she again took the Moderna shot as example to other pastors and African Americans. You can see her right here. Dr. Kimberly Credit was the first female pastor at the Mount Zion Baptist Church in Boonton Township, New Jersey. She had a master's degree in divinity and doctor. You know, folks, they can have all the accreditations that they want. The fact of the matter is, if they don't know how to tell the truth, they're good for nothing. The fact of the matter is, she didn't do her homework. She took it for face value. They sit there and complain about these corrupt politicians and corruption in government, and then the government, the same government, turns around and tells them that there's a virus, and they just bite onto the hook and they take the vaccinations. And before you know it, they're gone. And don't ask me, just ask 94% of the people that say they don't believe the media, right? Come on, here it is again, friends. This is the news that was withheld. This was omitted. This was censored from the mainstream media. Did you hear about this lady? Absolutely not. No, you didn't. What did you hear? Well, you heard Joe Biden, they keep calling this guy president. I don't know who he's the president of, but he's not the president of the United States of America. I can tell you that right now. He's a stand-in, a pro tempore is what he is. But what did you hear? Two times today. Just on today's show, what was it? The CDC says fully vaccinated people can exercise. I didn't ask the CDC if I can exercise or hold small gatherings. Folks, they want you to pretend that everybody's going along with their narrative. No, they're not. I just got done telling you a couple minutes. I met with a pastor not too far from where I live. Folks, the first time I ever sat down and had a conversation with them, 99% of the topics that we talked about, we were in full agreement. What is the 0.1%? I don't know. We didn't get that far, but everything we talked about, we were fully agreed. If you stop at the gas station, you stop at the grocery store, and you talk to the average Joe in those particular settings, and you can ask him about what you think concerning this whole pandemic, you're going to find out, friends, that 8 out of 10 at least are going to agree exactly with what you agree to. But what does the CDC want to do? They want to marginalize you. They want to isolate you. They want you to feel like you're the only one resisting them. No. As we heard earlier, friends, concerning this report from that of Ron Paul's guys, how Anthony Fauci's got no more credibility. He doesn't. Notice they're going after states like Texas, and they're saying, oh, look how it worked. Look at how all of our unconstitutional edicts worked in Texas. No, there were people that rejected you, they refused you, and they defied you every step of the way. And what you're doing is you're hanging on just a little bit to try to deceive more people into believing that your methods worked when, in fact, the people in Texas never took heed to you in the first place. See what happens when you refuse, when you defy tyrants, friends? They have to submit to the truth. Only when you live the truth. Okay? And when you live the truth, friends, you do right, you are right. There's the bottom line. You do right, you act right, you are right. These people don't know what direction the wind's blowing. They're trying to set the narrative concerning which way the wind is blowing. They're not capable of doing that. Only the Lord is. And obedience to the Lord is to stand up against these tyrants, friends. Romans 12:21. And praise God, a whole lot of you done it. They've lost the narrative. Now they try to come out. The CDC, again, tries to come out, and they try to set the narrative saying, now vaccinated people can exercise. I told you, friends, at the beginning of this pandemic, what the pill is, was in this jam. And what was it? The vaccinations. And they don't have the numbers. They don't have the support. Now they're trying to hang on to a pretended authority, and they're trying to shove it down your throat and saying, well, listen what the CDC has to say now. Look what they have to say now. Yeah, what do they have to say now? Who cares what they have to say now? They have no credibility. 2 weeks ago, I shared with you, friends, back in 2015, an insider, one of the top five dogs, CEOs of the CDC, came out publicly, went to those legislators in federal government in Washington, D.C., and told them that the CDC needed to be fully investigated for lying, for manufacturing, for manipulating numbers. What happened? Well, 6 years later, we see him come out on the other side of it, totally ignoring the investigation, only to find that now our said representatives are actually bowing to the likes of the CDC. What's wrong with Americans, man? Really, what is wrong with Americans?
I'm going to come back and I want to show you a couple more things that you might want to take heed to. Friends, how is it that 86% of the people in this country are at peace with the world that's making war against God? We have this backwards, right? We need to get on the offensive and not on the defensive. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, Mike just reminded me on live stream right now, we are going to be, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., we are going to be protesting the fascist corporation in the state of Minnesota, namely in Buffalo, Minnesota, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Menards. And we had double of what we expected there, and folks, we'll take them all, right? But the point was made of our effectiveness that now we went back and we actually paid attention to the fact that they put what? They actually put this yellow, you know, the criminal tape, the police tape up to try to keep us off. But we found out, friends, in fact, that that is not their property. It is city property, which means it belongs to us. So we will be there again Saturday. Wanted to also let you know I did take the time after the first protest to call the corporate Menards, and I'll tell you what, it was Gestapo. It was rude. It was careless. No customer service. They were literally giving us the finger, for a better way of saying it. And then I also took the time to call the local management over at Menards, and it was the same thing, friends. Just, it wouldn't let me get in a word edgewise, and it was just embarrassing. I'm in Bears Forum, and I said, all right, that's fine. You don't want to listen to what I have to say? Well, you're going to listen to 100 of us this week. So we're going to be out there this weekend, again, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Buffalo, Minnesota at the Menards. You can go ahead and let them know that we're coming, friends. They already know we're coming. But if you want to see how effective protest is, why don't you just go check out the front yard concerning the Menards in Buffalo, Minnesota right now, because they're scared to death that we're going to come back again. And the bottom line is, we are coming back. So if you'd like to check that out and you want to be a part of it, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Got a couple more things I want to cover, and then I'm going to make my points here. And this is what it is. You guys all know who Nikki Haley is, right? You know how the conservatives kind of pushed her out there to be, you know, the next conservative champion? I seen her at the RNC in Tampa Bay, Florida. And she's just another major letdown. She's the former South Carolina governor. And she is a piece of work. And if you want to know why you said Republicans, unconstitutional parties, though that you are equating yourself to, because we're a constitutional republic, we're not Republicans, we're not Democrats, we're not 99 other party affiliates, which are all unconstitutional, Article 4, Section 4. This is the best that you've got. This is what they want to share with you, friends. Look at Nikki Haley, man. She's the best that we got, and look what she's going to do. And she's this, that, and the other thing. Here, the truth of the matter is, I'm going to show you the fruit on her tree really quick just so you can understand why things keep going backwards. Nikki Haley, defense pitcher with Caitlyn Jenner, appreciates her conservative views. Here's the picture if you're on social media platforms right now. It's a picture of Nikki Haley, the best that you have, Americans. This is how it's sold to you. Taking a picture with Bruce Jenner. Nikki Haley is pretending with Bruce Jenner by calling him her. So if you want to summarize the downfall of the GOP in one photo, this is what it looks like. It's a picture of Nikki Haley along with a man that thinks he's a woman. This is an abomination. She's pretending with these people. And again, this is the best that you have. This is a GOP. This is a conservative, friends. This is their definition of a conservative. This is the best that you've got, right? Nikki Haley said, interesting, I don't find it funny. Caitlin, she's acknowledging, her distorted mind, okay? She's acknowledging her abominable lifestyle instead of God's word, which makes you a conservative, right? And put that up against Matthew 5:13, because Nikki Haley just told you exactly who she is. There is no difference between the right and the left, the good and the bad, friends. And again, they sell the Nikki Haleys of the world as the best that you've got. She said, Caitlyn, not Bruce Jenner, but Caitlyn Jenner came to see me at the United Nations, and I appreciated not his conservative views, but her conservative views. She goes on, I will continue to think that the Republican Party is one of conservative views by all people, regardless of the demographics. To me, that's not funny. It's America. No, it's not America. That's Europeanizing Americans, friends. See, because the more I can demoralize you, the more I can control you. Okay? Dean Cain came in behind her and said the humor and what I find funny was the way the tweet was worded by Nikki Haley. Had nothing to do with the conservative views, that's right, or you, or Bruce Jenner. He called her Caitlyn, him Caitlyn, or the United Nations, or America. This is insane, right? Well, let's take it over. Okay, so Nikki Haley, she's a thing of the past. That's how people look at Nikki Haley. She's a thing of the past. No, but it's what you tolerated as being a conservative. Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. This is what I mean right here. There's no difference between what you call the right and the left, friends. They're all corrupt from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. If people would just have a little discernment, ask the Lord for a little discernment so you can see these people for who they are right off the bat and judge them by their fruit. The Bible says we judge with righteous judgment, right? My goodness, Ezekiel 44:23, church. Now everybody's hearing about this one. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? She's the new champion. Folks, remember what Albert Pike said? He was a Mason. He was the head of the Masons.
And he said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. Well, here you have another one. Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, she's the one that wore the mask, that this mask is as worthless as Joe Biden. But here, I'm here to tell you, friends, that's all you're going to get out of these people is nothing but name calling. Because this is pro wrestling at its very worst. These are actors. And mark my words, she's another actor merely to appease the American people back to sleep, to lullaby them back to sleep. Why do I say that? Well, why does she have a mask on in the first place? It says it's not about the virus. It's about control. This is what she's saying. Okay? This mask is useless, and so is yours. This is what Marjorie Taylor Greene is telling everybody, right? I'm not wearing this so I won't get fined. She said, I'm just wearing this so I don't get fined. I want you to think about what you're being told, because this is confusion by design. Okay? Inhaling my carbon dioxide keeps me safe. These are the masks that she wears. Okay? Worn by force, not by fear. I got a question for everybody. Listening to this propaganda, listening to these actors, these clowns in the circus of politics, here's another one for you. And mark my words, she's going to sell you out if you give her the opportunity to do it. Mark my words. She's the hero the people need right now, right? I got a question. Why would a legislator like Marjorie Taylor Greene wear a mask that says worn by force, not by fear? Since when did the CDC become a law that she needs to submit to? Are you tracking with me, friends? I hope you are. Because they have the roles completely backwards. Rand Paul was playing this game 2-3 weeks ago. They're all playing the same game. Isn't it interesting how the right and the left, friends, all agree on the pandemic? Doesn't it tell you who they're working for? And then all of a sudden, the hero pops her head out like a Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she wears a mask that says, worn by force, not by fear. I got a question for you, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Who's making you wear that mask by force? You're supposed to be the law enforcer. The CDC isn't. You've been voted in, allegedly, by the people. The CDC hasn't. Is everybody tracking with me? I hope you are. Because when we begin to see things like this, the CDC says fully vaccinated people can exercise, hold small gatherings outdoors without masks. Here, I'm just here to tell you, friends, they're not a law unto themselves. I don't care what the CDC has to say. Now, if they were credible, that would be a different story. But the problem that the CDC is having is there is no credibility. They have as much credibility as Bill Gates, as the WHO. They have as much credibility as now Western medicine, because I can tell you right now firsthand, friends, I don't trust a person in the medical industry unless I know them. Because there's no truth in these people. They have all, in concert, sold out the very people that they are in fact supposed to protect, regardless if it's the law or through medicine. Okay? Now, this is what I want to lay to your candor before we end the show. I just got done highlighting the fact that the Declaration of Independence, friends, 3/4 of that documentation is our forefathers thrown off a corrupt tyrant that they would not tolerate. Yes, 75% of that documentation shows you the violations and the usurpations committed by the criminal across the pond named King George. But let me ask you the question. Did our forefathers submit to him? Nope. They threw him off. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, the history of dictators, even just in points or in part during our shows. And one thing that continuously comes up and keeps popping its head out right now is the comparison and similarities to Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, as you all well know. You know, but here's the fact of the matter. Adolf Hitler didn't win the war. It was 405,000 of the greatest generation of our family members that threw off an Adolf Hitler. So I have one question for you in ending. Why are you tolerating what our forefathers and our veterans fought off and threw off? Why are you tolerating it here in your own backyard?
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.